The first Noel the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter night that was so deep.
It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high-quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining us again today on It's All About Literacy. I want to say thank you again for to Pastor Miles Clark and Dr. Sharon Bowman for sitting in for me on last Saturday. I had the pleasure of being in Miami and actually hooding one of my students. And let me say congratulations, Dr. Sylvia Parker Ellis. She received her doctorate on last Saturday, a wonderful ceremony at the University of Miami, although she's a graduate from the University of Phoenix. It was just a wonderful day. And congratulations to her again. And thank you so much for listening in on last Saturday. Thanks so much for being here today. And again, please keep Sister Gail in your prayers. She's in class. And as long as these classes are offered that she needs to be there, that's where she'll be. If she's not there, she won't be here. But congratulations to Gail for moving forward in education. Now, we have a lot to do today, and I first want to take the opportunity to say Merry Christmas for the first time. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we pray that your holidays are safe, that they are fun, and that they're enjoyable. This is the time of year that family is magnified, and whereas it should be all the time. But this is a time that we come together. And, of course, the statement, Jesus is the reason for the season, is not just rhyme. It really is the reason for the season. Not only this season, but Jesus is the reason for all of it, and we give him thank you. We can't say thank you to God enough. We also want to encourage you to remember not only your family, your biological family, but remember the family of your community, those in your neighborhood, and our community at large. We are our brother's keeper. And we've got to begin to see, care, and feel the same for others as we would for ourselves. They do you wrong, I understand. We've all been there. But it's not revenge that we seek. The Bible says revenge is mine. That's what the Lord said. It's not revenge that we seek. It's justice that we seek. It's not justice that we always seek. We have to give compassion. We have to be empathy. We have to show empathy, and we have to understand. It's really a complex situation. But you know, as my grandmother would say, God knows all about that too. And when you do what's right, it always pans out. Doesn't matter what it costs, doesn't matter how long it takes, just do what's right. And being that school is out, and we have elementary and middle and high school is out, so our schedules are not as structured. We have more time, and we have more freedom to phrase and shape our own schedules. And with that being the case of the day, with that being our focus, let's be mindful to be more in tune and more aware of our surroundings. Let's not be so focused and so distracted on those things that really don't matter, those things I call fluff. At the end of the day, it's the bottom line that matters. And so today, our guest is Mr. Octavius Holliday, who is an illustrious assistant state attorney, and I gotta say, my friend, one of the men of the Omega Psi Phi, that is. All right, how do we say Ru-Ru? but Attorney Holliday is here. And we're going to be talking about literacy in the holidays. But, you know, but before we go there, the first thing I want to do is to say thank you to Dr. Phyllis Walker. If you can remember, she was our guest a few weeks ago. And we had talked about saying thank you. The Optimist Literacy Institute is actually launching a reading campaign, as you know. and you'll hear more about that in the weeks to come. But we also encourage you to write letters of thank you, especially to our veterans, not just only Veterans Day, but all year, because we are here because they are there. We are so grateful for the energies and efforts that they put forth in keeping our borders safe and making us safe while we sleep. You know, God is totally in control of it all. But we have to say thank you to them. They're our brothers and our sisters. And Dr. Walker works with a group of kids who have written wonderful letters. They're beautifully done. They're handwritten. They're all painted with all kinds of freckles and beads and sprinkles and stickers. And they're just really wonderful letters to our veterans saying thank you. It's just amazing, because what we're doing is we're teaching these kids to be grateful. We're teaching them to say thank you. Two words that have such heavy meaning, but we don't say it enough. We take it for granted. No one owes you anything. But we're saying thank you, and they're learning to say thank you, and they're learning to be grateful and to be responsible. And when you learn to be responsible, inadvertently it teaches accountability. So today, sharing these letters with you, before we mail them off to our veterans, we have State Attorney's twins in the building with us today, Madison and Olivia. They're seniors at Mandarin High School. Mm-hmm. One of them says that she's going to go to North Carolina A&T. Don't jump up and down. She's still here. And one says she's going to New York University. Don't jump up and down. They're still here. So, we're going to redirect those thoughts before time to make a decision. Amen, Daddy?
Amen.
Amen. So, but in the meantime, they're here, and they're going to share these letters with you, and it's all about literacy as we get ready to celebrate the birth of Christ again, as we get ready to come together with family. And, of course, State Attorney Holliday is going to help you enjoy family more. Please get your pens and papers, especially middle and high school students, because we don't want your mothers and daddies and aunts and uncles and grandmamas' holidays and all to be interrupted to have to go and pick you up from downtown, because they're waiting on you. You need to know that. And we're going to help you keep them surprised. Okay? It's all about literacy. And we'll be back. Good morning.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Street. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
I see past my now. I know it will get better. It's working out somehow. I see past the pain. For everything I lost, I'm surely gonna gain. Whoa, oh, 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 whoa, 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 oh, oh, whoa, whoa. For every price you pay, just to make it from day to day. now. I know it will get better. It's working out somehow. Just see past the pain. For everything you lost, you're surely gonna gain.
Gain. 22 minutes past the hour. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us on this chilly Saturday here at Praise 107.9. Now let's get back to It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy, State Attorney Holliday, and his lovely daughters.
Good morning again. If you're just joining us today, our guest is State Attorney Octavius Holliday, Assistant State Attorney Octavius Holliday, and his twins, Madison and Olivia. Our topic today is still all about literacy. With the holidays coming up and free time without schedules, we're being concerned about our middle and our high school students who are going to have some time and maybe some free time and not knowing what to do with it. So we're going to help you with some suggestions as to how you can spend this time safely. Also, please feel free to call in with any questions, parents, aunts, uncles, concerned citizens, 296-2251. Should you have any questions that you would like to ask our Assistant State Attorney Holliday, he's open to you today. How about that? You can talk to him from your phone, your home, wherever you are, before you get downtown. Because when you get downtown, you got to go through some steps before you get to him. You may not even get to talk to him. But this is an opportunity that we want you to take advantage of. If there are any questions about anything, now let's have some set up some housekeeping rules here. We all know that anything that's currently going on, we cannot discuss that. So don't do that to him, okay? Not that he can't protect himself. Trust me, he will tell you that. But I'm trying to help you a minute. But if there are other things that you would like to know, that you need to know regarding the law, please feel free to dial 904-296-2251. I believe it was Aristotle who said, law is free of passion. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Law is free of passion, right? Which means you've got to move your emotions out the way and see truth for what it is, because no one loves your children like you love them. And that's just the truth, you know?
Right.
My grandmother also said you aren't special to anybody but yourself. So when you do the crime, you got to do the time. And for every decision, there's a consequence. So we're here to help you make good decisions. We're here to help you look at things and put things in perspective and be very truthful about it. One good way, one good example for making a good decision, and I always use it, please let me share it with you. When faced with a situation that you've got to make a tough decision right now, if it's not going to be whatever you decide, if that's not going to be a good answer, if that's not going to be a good decision tomorrow, it's not a good decision today. I'm going to say that again. When you're faced with a situation and you're about to do some things and you want to do some things and you think you're going to do it to fix an immediate cause, if it's not going to be a good decision tomorrow, it's not a good decision today. We've got to stop going into instant gratification. And so I give to you, Assistant State Attorney Octavius Holliday, and he's going to let you know what it is that you need to do. And again, please feel free to call in, 296-2251. Good morning, State Attorney.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome again to It's All About Literacy. And, of course, this is really just a continuation of many conversations that we've had.
I believe it is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you have this compassion and the concern for our community as well. We've shared many unofficial conversations about that.
Yes, if I can start out by, I guess, officially introducing myself in terms of what I'm about. And
it's on you. Take
okay,
it away.
Okay. So I work for the State Attorney's Office. That is after working there for 10 years and then resigning under Angela Cory's administration and doing my own office for about 5 years. But with Melissa Nelson being elected, it's new leadership, and I appreciate her vision. So with that, she gave me an awesome opportunity to be director of the Human Rights Division. And in that case, I prosecute hate crimes in Jacksonville. I prosecute officers or community servants who abuse their power. I prosecute elder abuse crimes, any type of neglect or abuse of the elderly, as well as in my division, we do human trafficking prosecutions as well. That's my day job. Outside of that, I am committed to the community, and I have a bunch of hats that I wear, but primarily I'm a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Oh, there it is. All right. But we have mentoring opportunities through Omega Psi Phi. We have scholarships to Omega Psi Phi, as well as I'm a member of 100 Black Men of Jacksonville, led by Charles Griggs. And we have mentoring opportunities for 100 Black Men, as well as scholarship opportunities.
Wonderful. And that's the organization that requires you to wear a belt and to wear your
right.
Britches, with your shirt and your britches.
We believe in 100 Black Men that they will be what they see. So you're going to see us in suits. You're going to see us with buttoned-up shirts. You're going to see us the way we carry ourselves. And we try to have our mentees understand the importance of appearance and first impressions. We haven't had a problem with that. Most of them adapt. They see that we're successful in various professions, and they follow our lead.
That's good, and I like that. You be what you see.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because presentation is everything.
Right. So, and speaking on the topic of the day, as far as the message to the young people and even to the adults who are listening, when we go through breaks from school, we do have kind of a tick up in crime rates, because that is opportunity. A lot of crimes, these children really aren't just going out to break into someone's house or to just do crimes, but it's opportunistic crimes.
Yeah.
They're walking down the street and there is something to take. But in that vein, I do want to just mention that things that have been successful in the past, before you meet me in a professional capacity, I'm talking to you in a just on a personal level, you see me in the street, then obviously I can just be your friend. But in terms of the prosecutor's office, then that's a different role. And we want to give you some advice before you get to that point.
Right.
But over the holidays, I like to tell young people, and also I'm speaking to the adults, you have to stay active. And the holidays are a perfect opportunity to volunteer with different organizations, different homeless shelters, and give back to the community. And what you're doing to your children then is giving them opportunity to see people who may be less fortunate than themselves.
Right.
And give them opportunity to be thankful and grateful for what they have.
Right.
So that goes to your point, Dr. Kathy, about instant gratification.
Yes, 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 because, you know, it just doesn't happen like that.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's not happen like that. We've got to learn to be able to give back.
Exactly.
You know, we've got to be able to give back.
I have my little notes here that when I speak to the community, I do go to a lot of schools in Jacksonville, kind of have a heart and passion for that, speaking to young people, but I tell them that I've seen, I used to prosecute juveniles back in 2011, 2012, and it all starts at home with obedience, with attitude, and with respect.
Attitude.
And, yes. And if you have that in check, if you have that in abundance when you're home, essentially, it's going to carry over to your school life and to your professional life later on. But I see so many times where it goes awry. When you are disrespecting your parents at home, then it feels like or seems like there's nothing for that child to disrespect teachers and administrators at school. And if they disrespect teachers and administrators at school, then you will be meeting me. We'll have to do the juvenile prosecutor. You can meet me in court. Those
right.
Same children have a pattern. So that's one thing. It starts with obedience, attitude, and respect. And then another message to young people and parents, again, I'm talking to everyone. I can tell my own children. I got Olivia Madison here. They're my baby twins. I have older twins that are doing great things already.
You do things in pairs.
That seems like it. Right?
We do things in pairs, okay?
So I'll give them a shout-out for Darius Holiday. He just finished Florida State last year. And then Courtney Holiday is up in Chicago at Moody Bible Institute.
Wonderful.
I'm proud of them, too. But get plugged in with your community. Okay, and that might mean to your church or to some mentor organization. You have, and I tell the young people all the time, a crowd full of 100 and 200 young people. There are people who love you right here in the community that you don't know.
Right.
But if you want to be something, you want to be a lawyer.
Anything.
If you call my office, all right, if I can't have you shadow me for a day or two, I'm plugged into the Perkins Bar Association, which is a black bar in Jacksonville. I'm plugged into the Jacksonville Bar Association, which is the larger organization in Jacksonville. We're going to find you someone who's going to take some time with you and give you some insight into what it is to do that profession. So, but you have to have some ambition and some motivation on your own.
And that's constructive. You know, that's constructive because the same time that you're doing something constructive is the same time that you could be doing something else.
Right.
But we're not going to do that. You're going to be constructive. You
right.
know,
right.
We can stop a clock. But we can't stop time.
Right, and it's about momentum. So no matter where you are in your education, you start that. You make that one step towards someone who can be a mentor to you, to be an asset to you. Then it's just momentum. It builds on itself.
It builds up. It builds up because
right.
people are there.
Right. And another thing I like to tell young people, especially young African American children in Jacksonville, is I'm not from here. I'm from Orlando, Florida, Seminole County to be exact, and I fell in love with Jacksonville as a track guy coming up here to run at the Bob Hayes meet, and I just thought the community was so fascinating and the history was so fascinating. So the more I dug into it, I just loved Jacksonville. And if the young people just to take the time to look at the history, it's so rich.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I'm not from here either. And it's really
where are you from, Dr. Kathy?
The world. Okay, someone said to me the other day, you've lived a lot of places. I said, yeah, you know, that's the way life was for me. But it begun in Jasper, Florida, which is maybe a little bigger than this room. Okay, but as I shared with your daughter, my uncle was in school at Duke, mm-hmm. And so there was a while that I lived in Durham, North Carolina. In fact, I've even lived in Ames, Iowa. How about that?
Look at that. Is that Iowa State?
He was right. Iowa State,
okay.
Right? You know,
right.
So a world child, you know.
Right. Okay.
But what I've noticed is those of us who are transplants, we do recognize the history here.
Yeah.
And we recognize how rich it is. It's really something. You know, another really good friend, Daphne D, I call her, has just come back from Colorado skiing. How about that?
Okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing, you know? It would be so wonderful for our young folk, this particular the African Americans,
mm-hmm.
to pick up skiing as a hobby. How about that?
Right,
you know?
Because right.
we can be just as good on the slopes as we are on the field.
And there's a message in that, Dr. Kathy. One is in my own experiences. If there's some new experience I can go through, something I'm afraid to do even, right, hesitant, I always find the blessing on the other side of that. If I push
Absolutely.
Through, if I
yes.
push through it,
Yes.
There's a blessing on the other side of that. So
Right. Yeah. There's a saying, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Right.
You know, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Absolutely.
That's from George Casey, and I just love it, you know. But to embrace that kind of hobby, you mm-hmm. know, and Daphne goes skiing every year.
Look at that.
She actually plans it. You know, she skis Canada and everywhere, but she just comes from, I think it's Vail, Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, now when I went skiing in Poconos, of course, I stayed on the bunny slopes. I know my limitations, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you still embrace it, you know,
right.
You feel the fear,
right.
You go on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'm here for anyone who has questions to call in, but I did bring my daughters. Purposely, because I don't know everything. I talk to kids, but they might not be listening. And
okay, and we're going to, yes, and
yes.
We're happy that they're here. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with you and Madison and Olivia. And before we take that break, a shout-out to Rains.
Yes.
Okay.
Rains High School winning the state championship.
The
first time in 20 years, Jacksonville, stand up. We're proud of you, Rains Vikings.
That's right. Listen, my husband was from the radio in one room and the TV in the other.
Absolutely.
With the Saints, okay?
Absolutely. Duval.
But, yeah, Duval. Congratulations. And we'll be back in the morning.
Who plays more gospel than the New Praise 107.9? That's right. Ain't nobody playing more.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. 'Cause when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides, He'll come through. When the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew, now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what You believe for me. God provides.
It's time to turn up the radio.
You know what day it is? Do you know what day it is? It's Chester Friday, family, on the Nightly Spirit. How good has God been to you this week? We get to find out your Chester Friday testimony, and it's the Friday Night Inspiration tonight.
21 before the hour. So glad you're with us. Morning, everyone. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to It's All About Literacy with your host, Dr. Kathy, along with special guests from Praise 107.9.
Good morning again, and thank you for tuning in to It's All About Literacy and our Optimist Literacy family here at Praise. Attorney, continue.
Yes, ma'am. We're getting into some positive things that the young people can do over the holidays as far as volunteering with different organizations and being ambitious in doing that, because there's a lot of blessings and benefits for themselves by doing that.
Right.
But
right.
We want to, I do have an official capacity as an assistant state attorney and a long history of prosecution in that office, but we're not just trying to prosecute the community. We're trying to intervene if there are some issues that you might be having with your children or some questions you might have about the process if they've been arrested. But I'm here for that. If you want to call in, I understand the number is 904-296-2251. I am at your disposal. You can ask me anything you like, and I will be as blunt and honest as possible.
As you always are.
I do seem to be that way, right? But I was wondering whether my daughters had anything to add, maybe some perspectives from the young people in terms of literacy and what it means to you and your plan for college and all those kind of things. And I think Olivia's putting on a hair set.
So let me hear from you, Madison. Tell me about it.
What are your plans? Well, first of all, how is education and literacy, what has it meant to you and your upbringing?
How you doing? Well, to me, literacy is important because if you don't pass your literacy test, you're not promoted to the next grade. And I think that education is important so that you can get the highest form of it and make the most money.
Nah, that's right. Nah, say that again. You can make the most money.
Yes.
That's true. You know, for those persons who, this is something, attorney, I remember a person saying to me, well, you know, folks are just really envy and they do this and you get these jobs and you can do this, you know, and I said, no, that's what education will do for you.
Right.
You
right,
know?
Right.
I mean, education will take you anywhere you want to go.
Right, right.
And all you have to do is want to do it.
I know my degrees of the alma maters have helped me get to where I'm going. You know, you mentioned Duke University. That was my alma mater from undergrad, and then University of Florida has opened doors. But we understand we have a Daryl on the line.
We have a caller on the line. You're on the line.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Ms. Al Preston. Good morning, Attorney.
Good morning.
First off, I want to say thank God for this morning. And also thank you for the work that you're doing, both of you all doing, with the literacy and with the mentorship situations. I'm an educator 27 years, and literacy is probably one of the most important things, but also idle time is one of the things that we also have to try to fill that time in during the holidays, as you said, with positive situations for our kids. And one of the questions that I have is that during the holidays, those kids that really don't know how to get involved with certain things, what places can they go and where can they ask questions to get to those places to assist, you know, just showing the holiday spirit and at the same time doing something in a godly manner?
That's a good question, because sometimes people just don't know the right questions to ask. So what he's saying is, for those kids, those students that don't know where to go and how to become involved, you want to give them directions.
I think the programs I know that are immediately accessible are the police athletic leagues that are in the community. Contact any officer. They can get you in touch with police athletic league. But also, a good friend of mine is running the Newtown Success Zone, George Maxey, over on the campus of Edward Waters College. That's another resource George pretty much knows everybody in Jacksonville and can give some direction to where the children can go. But I think the first part is just asking. Essentially, if you call my office, I'll be glad to assist you. I'll put that number out there. It's 904-255-2500. 904-255-2500. That's the state attorney's office. But all you have to do is just say, I want to speak to Mr. Holiday, and they'll get the message to me so I can call you back.
And he will call you back.
So, but essentially, that first step is not hard. You just, any organization, if they can't help you, I trust the leadership of the organizations of Jacksonville will guide you in the right direction. So, but I do appreciate the work of the Police Athletic League and also the work that George Max is doing over in Newtown.
Thank you so much, Carol.
No, thank you very much. Well, keep it going and have a blessed day.
Likewise. Merry Christmas.
All right.
So how are you all going to spend your time during the break, Olivia?
Well, for my break, I plan to just read up on the news and also get ready for college after senior year. So I'm going to begin applying to colleges and looking at different aspects and different schools I would want to go to.
That's a good thing. And now is the time.
Yes, it is.
Now is the time to get those applications in. If you're off, so you're going to college, now is the time, and especially that financial aid money.
Right.
Get those applications in because it's the big pot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the deadline is now. I've been away from a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they usually encourage you to get everything in at least by March 31st or something. Although you can get them in any time. But the first break is March 31st, which means your application will get some of the money off the top. And applications coming after that gets the other money that's left after your money is gone. So you get it in right now, you have the advantage of the whole pot. Yeah. So for those of you who are planning to go to college, and that's literacy.
Yes. And there's a lot of scholarships for the nonprofits. I know in the Greek community with Omega Psi Phi and Kappa Alpha Psi and the Alphas and all the sororities, they have different scholarships.
Delta
Sigma Theta Incorporated, our sisters, Coleman Love.
Thank you.
They've already won the essay contest for Omega Psi Phi.
I
want to sing their praises. Madison won first place, and Olivia won second place. I forget what's the title of the essay. Y'all remember the title of the essay?
What was the essay?
The topic,
yes, I'm sorry.
What can you do to promote more diversity or something like that?
Okay, and tell me something about that essay. You wrote it. You've got to be able to tell. That's what they told me about the dissertation, you know?
Right.
They put you there with all your research. You wrote it. You ought to be able to tell us about it. All right.
Exactly right.
You wrote it. Tell me about it.
Well, I suggested that I could make a program that, like a buddy system, basically, in high school. So kind of like a big brother, little brother thing, and each partner has to be of a different ethnicity or nationality so that you can become more familiar with someone's different background.
That's a wonderful thing. That's good. So was that hypothetical, or is that something you're really going to do?
Hypothetical, but I could do it if I wanted to.
Why not do that?
Why not do that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll be happy to help you and encourage you, whatever it is. I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, because we're too common.
Right.
We're too common, and we take comfort in that we know, but you've got to be willing to be uncomfortable. You got to be willing to stretch your comfort zone. You can't learn stuff that you already know. You can learn it better. You always learn something from it. But it's always good to expand that.
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing. And what was yours about, Olivia?
My essay was about just getting together and having a calm conversation with the opposing side. So it's always important to know what the other side feels and to, and to just acknowledge that instead of ignoring them. And because that's not how you get anything across.
You're right, because that's bias.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
I had an instructor that said, you've got to be just as strong in your proclivity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you've got to be just as strong in your objectivity as you are in your proclivity.
Right.
You know, and that's difficult because we're biased. We see things the way we see them, and we don't even, sometimes don't even consider that there's an opposing side. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can't go on the football field with your plays and not recognizing that the other team got good plays too.
The Human Rights Commission has the round tables. I think it's called the round tables. But we had about 12 attorneys of different races and backgrounds. And we just want to hear everyone's story. Everyone has their story and they have it from their perspective. And a lot of times we just think our perspective is the correct one and not really acknowledge and listen to someone else's perspective. So that was just a beneficial journey for me recently. And then I did Leadership Jacksonville last year, same type of situation where we have 55 leaders in the community getting together of all different backgrounds, sexualities, all that, and we're sharing our truths to one another. So we're the best of friends now, so we're thinking we call ourselves the most impactful class. So we're trying to impact Jacksonville the most because we have every year, you know, every year the Leadership Jacksonville class calls themselves the best class. But we are really trying to really have an impact on Jacksonville as far as diversity, change of thought, and just being progressive and moving the city forward.
Right, and diversity is it, because it's not saying that you are not right.
Right.
And it's not saying what you're doing is not working, but you have to understand what other folks are doing is also working as well.
Right.
So when you can collaborate and you open up and recognize that other person is there who has just as much energy and intuitive and all of that as you do, and sometimes you learn some stuff.
Absolutely.
That way. So we're here with Attorney Holliday. Please feel free to call in again, 296-2251, if you have any questions. Did you say about the son or daughters and whatever?
I'm sorry, about?
They can call in to talk
sure.
Any questions?
Today, definitely, because you got my focus right now. If you call me during the week at 255-2500, then I will call you back when I can. The schedule is kind of packed, but I will definitely get back to you. I promise that. But just trying to be a good steward for the community.
But also you can answer some questions today.
Absolutely.
In a manner
absolutely
that you may can't answer them downtown at the 2500.
That could be. But here for you, Jacksonville. It's a pleasure to be here with my good friend, Dr. Kathy.
I feel special. It's all about literacy, 296-2251. Now, if you will, attorney, would you please share with our listeners the things that we need to be concerned about during the holidays, the do's and don'ts for safety precautions?
They're most of them are common sense, but we'll go through them, you know.
Well, you know,
bring light to it.
Well, let me tell you this.
Common sense, not common.
Not only is not common sense, not common. I'm discovering that common sense is on life support.
That might be.
Common sense is on life support, and it needs a healing real quickly.
You do not want to go to ATMs late at night. You do not want to have your Christmas packages. I know people don't want to carry all the bags around, but you don't want them to be showing in the back seat of your car. Put them in the trunk. Lock the doors. We get so many burglaries during this time of year when people are trying to hide their presents from their children, and they leave it in the car, and the cars get broken into, that kind of thing.
But you also don't want to get where you're going and then put your bag and your purse in the trunk of the car because someone sees that.
Right.
And they're
waiting
for you to walk off.
And you
want
to be diligent about just the safety at home, too, in your neighborhood. Care about your neighbors. You pretty much get an idea, even if you don't know the person that's across the street or whatever, you got an idea of what cars they drive, what they look like, and that kind of thing. So a lot of people travel for the holidays and their houses are left unattended. So look out for one another.
Right, because too many times it's like see no evil, hear no evil.
Right.
And we really know the answers all the time, but we won't speak up.
Right.
But if
right.
the tables were turned, we would want them to speak up for us.
Exactly right.
So we are our brother's keeper, and we do have to take care of each other.
A common crime during the holidays and during the summer breaks is that when people leave to go out of town or they go to work during the holidays, then that a young person go out, they'll knock on the front door really loudly. If no one comes to the door, they'll go around to the back and get the door in. So you want to be just proactive as neighbors. Anything you see a strange car parked in the driveway of your neighbor's house, call the police. Alert them right away. We've had a lot of crime solved right there at the spot. Caught them in the house.
Really?
Yes, because somebody cared enough to just reach out and call the police. And now have the police come out. So you just want to be careful and mindful, be safe, and have a pleasant holiday. And then be kind. This is not about crime necessarily. This is about more compassion. Holidays aren't happy for everyone. There's some people who have so many losses and so many challenges and lonely and that kind of thing. So you want to be kind to everyone and reach out to people who you haven't spoken to in a while and just share some love. And if you know they don't have family in town, invite them to your house for a meal and that kind of thing. So
That's so true, because I know some folks who've actually said to me, holidays are the most painful times.
Right.
Because it's a time that families come together and for whatever reason they don't have that. Mm-hmm. And then those families who've unfortunately experienced death around this time of the year, you relive it over every year.
Right.
Every year. So it takes away.
That's right.
It takes away from it, and you've got to care.
It costs nothing to be kind to someone. I go through my day at the courthouse in the most stressful situations. Everyone is under some kind of stress there. Attorneys alike. But it doesn't take much to smile at someone, to greet them, and to be nice to someone. So I just hope Jacksonville just cares about their neighbors and really keep the holiday spirit in mind.
Yeah, and especially in the African-American community.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I care about all the communities, but I have to care about that one, you know, because it's close and dear to my heart for some reason.
For some reason. Yes.
Because we can't care enough for each other.
Right.
We can't care enough for each other. And we can't keep our focus on what's being done to us. Because that's been the case. That's going to be the case. So now that we know that's the case, let's work on what we need to do.
Right. And the holiday season is a perfect time. As you go into the new year, it's a perfect time for introspection. So to look at yourself, what can I do better?
Absolutely.
And moving forward. And I would suggest everyone who, your children are older now, and you're in your career, and you have some time on your hands, mentor a child. Mentor someone. Join the 100 Black Men. That's not just for black men, by the way. That's just a title of strength as far as 100. But come out and join a group. I do Take Stock in Children as well. I got my little mentee over at A. Philip Randolph. I got his present already. So, so I'm going to give that to him on next Wednesday. But mentor a child. And I just have to say that once the children get older, because I couldn't really do as much as I do now until these babies I have here that are now 17 got a little bit older and can...
My second set could
kind of take care of themselves. They can come along with me during my volunteer efforts. So I'll just encourage everyone, especially black males. There's a real lack of mentoring numbers for black males reaching out to young black boys. A lot of the ones who are in need are young black African-American males. So
right.
Just encourage my brothers to be generous with your time and flow back in the community and give back.
Yeah, and giving, we receive.
Right.
You know, in giving you receive.
Absolutely.
And for those persons who have difficulty receiving, because they do exist, I want to say to you that it's just as selfish to be, to deny or to be reluctant to receive. It's just as selfish to be apprehensive. Maybe that's a better word. To receive as it is in giving. I mean, receiving is also a good thing, just as giving. And it is in giving that we do receive. Now, that's not giving you an open highway to be so willing to take what folks want to give you or expect them to give. But don't dare receive. Be so willing to receive and not willing to give.
Absolutely. But I'll mention again, 255-2500 is the state attorney's number as we're running our time down here. If you have a question about the system, and I know people have it and they just don't know where to turn, I can be that avenue that you can use to actually get some questions answered and get you in the right direction as far as your problems. I think we might have a minute left here, and we can still take a call or
right.
two.
Right, please do. And because we're really concerned, especially with school being out and less structured time. We want you to be able to know that there are other avenues and agencies and things that you can do in the community and still make a difference. And, of course, the library is already there, always there.
Always there.
Read, 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 read.
If you have nieces and nephews, go pick them up and go to the library together to feel